Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to go somewhere, anywhere, everywhere, and nowhere, and go for another buggy ride. A couple of weeks ago, I played Thanks for the Buggy Ride, composed by Jules Bafano, and mentioned that was his only hit, but that he had written some other songs and that you'd hear them on tonight's show. I don't have a lot of biographical information about Jules Bafano, but he was a pianist born November 18, 1897 in St. Louis, Missouri. He played piano and was arranger for the Paul Bees Orchestra and directed the house band at the Seattle Theater on its opening night, March 1, 1928. He wrote the title music to the 1929 film Bellamy Trial and in the 1950s appeared on TV in several episodes of The Jimmy Durante Show, The Colgate Comedy Hour, and The All-Star Review. He died in Santa Monica, California on September 12, 1960. He wrote a lot of songs with Jimmy Durante and Jack Barnett for Durante's television show, including Somebody's Overlooking a Gold Mine by Not Looking Over Me. But some of his earlier compositions include Kubella, recorded by Sophie Tucker's Kings of Syncopation, and these.
Thank you. Cookie Sandy Machine. Now although a lot of pride, thanks for the buggy ride, I had a wonderful time. To go in case the bus swaps back. Get a whole lot. With two arms and a buggy, get twice what he got. Put blinkers on the horsey if horsey isn't blind. The horsey must know what is going on behind.
A couple of weeks ago, I played Thanks for the Buggy Ride by Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, but there you heard a slightly more reserved version, but which also had horse hoof sound effects by Waring's Pennsylvanians, from December 17, 1925. The whole band joined in the vocal, but you could certainly pick out gravelly-voiced Polly McClintock right at the end as he says, "Whoa, stop it." Before that, we heard Johnny Johnson and his orchestra and Wop Blues from around January 6, 1924. That was preceded by the Green Brothers Novelty Band in March of 1921 and Learning. This Learning was written by Jules Bafano, Sophie Tucker, and Jimmy Steiger, and was also recorded in 1921 by Banjo Wallace's orchestra, but is not to be confused with the 1934 Marty Symes, Al Nyberg, Jerry Levinson song Learning, which was recorded by the Casa Loma Orchestra and by Eddie Duchin. We began that Jules Bafano set with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Henpecked Blues from May of 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week we went musically over, under, around, and through, but this week we're going to travel, but I have no idea where, just somewhere. Here's Bert Ambrose. Thank you.
stars are gleaming. And Lord, I know, dearest, my heart is dreaming, dreaming of you. The stars are gleaming, and on and dearest, my heart is dreaming.
Oh. a balmy summer's day, as we rambled through the roses, romance led the way. I remember how your charms befell me, and my heart began to realize what your trembling lips refused to tell me, I was reading in your eyes. Then we nestled in the moonlight, and you loved me to extremes. I remember you from somewhere, somewhere in my dreams.
Miss Ruth Etting with Ben Selvin and his orchestra from May 16, 1930, and I Remember You from Somewhere. Edgar Leslie wrote the lyrics and Harry Warren the tune. Before that, it was Joseph Samuels and his orchestra with Somewhere in the World from an Apex 78 waxed around January 31, 1924. Somewhere in the World was composed by Nett D. Ayer, born in 1887, and who also wrote the more famous tunes If You Were the Only Girl in the World and Oh, You Beautiful Doll. That was preceded by Frank Munn and Somewhere a Voice is Calling, composed by Arthur F. Tate with the words by Eileen Newton. That recording is from November 28, 1927. We began that Somewhere set with Somewhere. That was Bert Ambrose, identified on the label of that Brunswick 78 as the Mayfair Orchestra on November 13, 1928. Somewhere was written by Arthur Wimperis and Edward Konecki. Composer, lyricist, and arranger Edward Konecki wrote the musical comedies Mayflowers and Caroline and the operetta The Love Song. Arthur Wimperis was born December 3, 1874, in London and was nominated for two Oscars in 1943 and won for Best Screenplay for Mrs. Miniver. Rapidly Rotating Records is now available as a podcast. Subscribe to the podcast and each new show will automatically be downloaded to your computer or device. The Rapidly Rotating Records podcast is available on the iTunes Store, and it's free. Just enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the iTunes Store search box, and a link to the podcast will appear in a drop-down box. Or you can find a link to the podcast on our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. From Somewhere, we're going to go anywhere with Fred Rich and his orchestra. Thank you.
pair of hearts, a dream to share. Love is love anywhere. Silvery moon, garden nook, blue lagoon, mountain brook. Pair of hearts, dreams to share. Love is love anywhere. A pair of lips, a pair of eyes, are those trips to paradise. Stars above, love is king. Here's to love of thee we sing. A happy miss, a lucky boy, a little kiss, a world of joy. When hearts are free and skies are fair, love is love anywhere.
Sunday school picnic, rotary luncheon, army and navy game. Darling, any place would be the same. Here in the city, out in the country, up in the land of Oz. Darling, wouldn't matter where it was. Because I'd know you anywhere. I'd know that grin. I'd know you anywhere when you walked in. I would tingle with a single glance in your eyes. Watching the starlight dance in your eyes. You saw my vacant stare. You understood. I'd love you anywhere. Honest, I would. I was certain this would happen, strange as it seemed. I'd know you anywhere from my dream. Vacant stare, you understood. I'd love you anywhere. Honest, I would. I was certain this would happen, strange as it seems. I'd know you anywhere.
Thank you.
Art Hickman's Orchestra, July 20th, 1920, with Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere, written by Max Cortlander. Lots of bands recorded that at the time, including Harry Reiterman, the All-Star Trio, the Plantation Jazz Dance Orchestra, Milo Riga, and Paul Whiteman. Glenn Miller also recorded it, but not until 1937. Before that, from 1940, we heard Buddy Clark and I'd Know You Anywhere, written by Jimmy McHugh with the lyrics by Johnny Mercer. It was nominated for a Best Original Song Oscar and is from the film You'll Find Out, starring Kay Kaiser and his band, Peter Lorre, Boris Karloff, and Bela Lugosi. There's a cast. We began that Anywhere set with Fred Rich and his orchestra and Love is Love Anywhere. Harold Arlen wrote the music and Vera Vann sang the Ted Kohler lyrics on December 20th, 1933. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. From Anywhere, we're going to go Nowhere with the Six Jumping Jacks.
Fingertips. Why, I'd rather press two ruby lips.
Oh, you never get nowhere, never get nowhere, hold in hand.
Sweet young thing, and then I felt her wedding ring.
Oh, you never get nowhere, holding hands.
Thank you.
of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dream, wonderful scheme from nowhere. Made every hour sweet as a flower to me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
Bailey's Lucky Seven, a Sam Lannon band recording for Jeanette, and Not Here, Not There, It's 50 Miles from Nowhere, from November 10, 1923. Not Here, Not There was written by Mort Dixon and Ernest Brewer. Lots of bands recorded out of nowhere, and most of them sounded pretty much the same, but that was Jack Denny and his orchestra with a little more lilting arrangement. I can't say much for the vocalist, however, who was Rob May. That was recorded in Montreal on March 14, 1931. We began that Nowhere set with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks on April 6, 1927, and You'll Never Get Nowhere Holding Hands.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Let's see where we've been. We've been somewhere and anywhere. I guess we've been just about everywhere.
Thank you.
you're there, you're everywhere. Your eyes in the moon, your lips in the rose, your voice in the air. And when you escape me, I fasten my eyes to a star. I sweep off the stardust, and suddenly there you are. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Your smile in the sun, your kiss in the breeze, your name in my prayer. This beautiful world, dear, is full of your tender charms. You're here, you're there, but never in my arms.
Really right, music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. Wish I had somebody like that lovebird in a tree. If I had somebody, his song would be a symphony. Lovers on parade, passing in review, sing their serenade, that's what makes me blue. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. Thank you.
begin this Everywhere segment with Sam Lennon and his Troubadours with an unidentified vocalist from a cameo 78 wax January 27, 1928, and Everywhere You Go. Everywhere You Go was written by Joe Goodwin, Mark Fisher, and Larry Shea, and according to the sheet music, was introduced by the Radio Kittens, Gene, Henriette, and Kate Ellen Murtaugh. That was followed by Billy Cotton and his band with Alan Breezy Breeze vocalizing on You're Here, You're There, You're Everywhere. I had a number of recordings of Music, Music, Everywhere to choose from, but since he just had a birthday on March 20th, we heard from Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra with Ozzie himself doing double duty singing the vocal. Ozzie was born in 1906, and that recording was made August 30th, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.